Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 2, Week 6, The Grace of God and the All-Inclusive Spirit, Monday, Related Verses, 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14, The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. And he has said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ might tabernacle over me. John 1, verse 17. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and reality came through Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain. But, on the contrary, I labored more abundantly than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God which is with me. Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7. Purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, even as you are unleavened, for our Passover, Christ, also has been sacrificed. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 4. And all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Related reading. The all-inclusive type of Christ is a good land. Christ as the grace of God is a very good land for us to enter into, to enjoy, to experience, to partake of, and to possess. In 1 Corinthians, Paul likened the Corinthians to the children of Israel. They had left Egypt by experiencing Christ as a Passover, and they were wandering in the wilderness, experiencing Christ as the heavenly manna and as a spiritual rock that flowed out the living water. But there is no reference in 1 Corinthians to the good land of Canaan. The record of entering into the good land is in 2 Corinthians. Although the term the good land is not used in this book, spiritually speaking, we can see the good land in 2 Corinthians. The good land in this book is Christ himself as the very embodiment of the process triune God given to us as a divine grace for our enjoyment. In this book, Christ is the grace. According to the proper sequence in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14, the love of God should be first. Here, the grace of the Lord is mentioned first because 2 Corinthians is on the grace of Christ. The grace of the Lord is a central thought, the subject of this book. In 12 verse 9, the Lord told Paul that his grace was sufficient for him. In 2 Corinthians 13 verse 14, we see that with the divine Trinity are the source, the course, and the flow. The source, the fountain of the circulation, is the love of the Father. The course, the outflow, is the very grace expressed and conveyed to us by Christ. The grace of Christ comes out of the source of the love of the Father. The flow is the Holy Spirit as the fellowship, the communication, the transmission, the circulation of the grace of Christ with the love of the Father. We have two circulations within us. One circulation is a circulation of blood within our physical body, and the other circulation is the circulation of the Divine Trinity in our spirit. Without either of these circulations, we would die either physically or spiritually. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14 gives us a detailed description of this inner spiritual circulation. This circulation is a supply in our Christian life and church life. This is similar to saying that the current of electricity is a supply of power to an entire city. A number of years ago, the current of electricity to the city of New York was cut off for a period of time. When that happened, the entire life of the city stopped. This is a very good illustration. We must see that the entire church life depends upon 2 Corinthians 13:14. It depends upon the love of the Father, the grace of the Son, and the fellowship of the Spirit to flow as a current within our spirit. Many times while I am speaking in the ministry of the Word, I have the inner sensation that the divine current is going on. If the current within me stops, I have nothing to speak. If we miss the Spirit in our speaking is empty. Furthermore, if the current within us is cut off while we are listening to the ministry of the Word, our listening is empty. We need to speak in the flow and listen in the flow. The flow is a transmission of the Holy Spirit, and this transmission is a fellowship that conveys the grace of Christ, the Son, as the outflow of the love of the Triune God. The current of the divine Trinity within us, as revealed in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14, is our spiritual pulse.